This is Words of Hope. The title of today's devotional is Inexpressible. It was written and read by John Opgenorth. The scripture for today comes from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 12. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen Him, you love Him. Though you do not now see Him, you believe in Him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours searched and inquired carefully, inquiring what person or time the Spirit of Christ in them was indicating when He predicted the sufferings of Christ and the subsequent glories. It was revealed to them that they were serving not themselves, but you, in the things that have now been announced to you through those who preached the good news to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things into which angels long to look.
Last February, I had the privilege of meeting with a group of believers from Iran. Seven received baptism. For all of them, our worship times provided the one time in the year when they could sing aloud their praises to Jesus. The joy in their smiles fueled my soul as I waded through the coming months of uncertainty that came with the COVID-19 crisis. Peter anticipated the coming trials that would grieve believers in verse 6. So he began with the key for persevering in faith, a living hope and an imperishable inheritance. Those are in verses 4 and 5. Biblical hope is not wishful thinking like, I hope I win the lottery. Rather, it anchors us to the resurrection of Jesus. Because Christ rose, we will rise. While we do not know what lies in our path before resurrection, living hope helps us endure trials because we know how the story ends. With an inheritance that surpasses what the prophets prophesied and which even angels long to see. That truth allows us to rejoice with a joy that is inexpressible. That is what I saw on the faces of Iranian believers. Persecution, prison, even death does not mute their joy. I saw in them what I imagine John Calvin meant when he wrote about the sacraments. Although my mind can think beyond what my tongue can utter, yet even my mind is conquered and overwhelmed. May we live with that kind of amazement.
This has been Words of Hope. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, including subscribing to a print copy of this devotional, just visit woh.org. That's woh.org. And please join us tomorrow for more Words of Hope.